Chad, you've had kind of a stranglehold on so many of these Breeders' Cup races the past several years. Let's start with the Filly Mare Turf. You've won that race a record three times. You've kind of got it surrounded this year with five entrants in this year's field. What's the key? How do you do it?
Well, you have to have really good horses for any of these races. And we've been very fortunate to be in good positions with some talented horses. And then we've, relied on our experience, starting with me and right on through to my staff. And everyone's been able to execute, what I've asked them to do through the years. And leading up to this Breeders' Cup event and particularly that race with these runners that we have in there, I feel like the horses are coming to the race the right way. And once again, it's a full international field of good horses. And you're also going to need a lot of racing luck to go your way.
You're coming off of a couple of Eclipse Award-winning seasons, right? The nation's leading trainer. You think about your approach and the way you get horses ready. Is there a Chad Brown program or regimen that these horses kind of fall into, or is it different for every horse?
It's a little bit different for every horse. I mean, we have a basic system, and then within that, we have horses that fall in different categories. And it's always a work in progress, a bit of a blend of things I've learned through the years. And we're always looking to get better at what we do. And there's so many different factors that can change your approach, depending on what racetrack you're racing at, weather, maybe some individual needs of horses physically or mentally that you have to be flexible with. And like I said, we're always working at it to try to tailor each horse's system to have success on the big days.
Tell me about the five that you're going to run in the Filly Mare Turf this year. Kind of take them individually and start wherever you want to start. I'll let you walk through the list.
Well, Thais is in the race to really ensure a good pace for Sister Charlie. But with that said, she was able to accomplish both doing that in the Beverly D and hang on for a minor award and a nice third place finish. So she has some class, this filly, and can take the field a long way if they let her. And then I think next in line would be a Raving Beauty, who will also be very forwardly placed. And she's never been this far before, crossing her in the mile, where she's won two grade ones. But at the end of the day, we felt, me and the ownership group, that although this is uncharted territory, mile and three ace, the mile race against the boys might have been just too quick of a race for her on numbers. And maybe this race, she'll have a pace advantage of being ahead of most of the major contenders of the race. All of the major contenders, she'll be ahead of them early, and maybe she can just beat them to the wire. And then back from that, our three closers are Santa Monica, Four Star Cook, and Sister Charlie. All three of them are training very well. Obviously, Four Star Cook and Sister Charlie are the two major players, having won grade ones this year. And with Santa Monica, she's a real consistent horse, coming off a solid race in the E.P. Taylor, and we know she can get the distance.
So there's a good chance that we could be looking at a turf course with a little bit of give to it as well. Out of the five, if there were one or two that you said, yeah, that's going to be right up their alley, who might it be?
Well, Four Star Crook has shown the ability to really adapt to soft turf courses. I think probably the best of the group. Outside of that, I'm not so sure that Santa Monica and Sister Charlie wouldn't be just fine on it. When Sister Charlie came over, the word was that came over to us that she's really a firm ground horse. And based on what I've seen, I'm not convinced that she really needs very firm ground to run on. She's already won some races for us over here that, in my opinion, were less than firm. Did have some cut in it. Now, how much cut we have in it, obviously remains to be seen. Nobody knows for sure. We'll have to see how much water we take on. In a perfect world, I'd rather there be less rain and better footing for all the horses I have in.
When you think back on that day last year with Good Magic, what's the first thing that comes to mind?
Being excited, relieved. It was a big gamble to run a maiden in a race of that caliber. Very rewarding that the horse came through and ran to his works and ran the way we thought he would when he got around two turns.
You bring up the word rewarding. All the success you've had throughout your career, especially in recent years, kind of dominating the trainer standings at a lot of different racetracks. What's been the most rewarding part of this journey for you?
The most rewarding parts of the success we've had in recent years has been the appreciation by our clients when they reach the very top of the game-winning grade one races, how much how appreciative they've been and how rewarding it's been for them to just observe that is rewarding for me, that we've done a really good job for people that have trusted us with many different types of horses when they had a lot of choices to choose. Additionally, it's been very rewarding to see all my coworkers work together with such chemistry and consistency to execute all their jobs at a highly skilled, accurate, professional manner. And the success that they've achieved together, and to see how they appreciate this success, how they don't become complacent, they don't take anything for granted, and they're always raising the bar higher. Me as really the head coach here, I don't really have to do a whole lot of motivating here anymore. I see them motivating each other. They're always aiming higher. They're so appreciative to work with these great horses, and it's just a big family here. It's a team where everyone really works excellent together, and that is probably the biggest thing that gets me up in the morning, the opportunity to work with all these men and women that I do every day.
As a kid growing up just outside of Saratoga, New York, could you ever imagine that you'd be standing here in this position, your career would end up where it has?
I dreamed about it, and I strove for it, and I aimed this way, but you can't be overly confident about that, because it's a long way from, you know, growing up not really in horse racing at all to being able to be entrusted with a lot of these, you know, highly talented, well-meant prospects. And it's just this whole sport of horse racing has really, it's taken my life in many different directions that I would have otherwise not been able to do. So I'm really appreciative for it. And it's an example for any other young people trying to embark in this industry, whether it's a trainer or any other job here, that really there's so many opportunities. The sky's the limit if you're willing to work hard, if you get lucky enough to learn from the right people and really make the most of your opportunities. There's opportunities everywhere in this industry, I'll tell you, and you just really got to try to make the most of them.
Go set some more records this weekend. Good luck.
Thank you. I appreciate it.